Is it really a challenge? Is it? Does it need to be 7 days?
Man.
Poop Fix.
What a name.
That should be the name of a sports talk show. Poop Fix.
Poop Fix.
Sports are crap. We're here to fix it. That can't be a real company.
Gotta find out what the 7 day challenge is.
Who else is ready to try the 7 day poop fix challenge that's sweeping the nation? I don't think so. This is the first I've heard of it. Looking, feeling, and pooping better as simple as 1, 2, 3. You go to their ad, and it looks like somebody from The Sound of Music on a swing. And then it is a cartoon character that...
Oh, I can't.
Did you know, George, that when you poop better, you smile better?
I love this.
You get to poop. You get to pick.
It's real.
Wow.
I love it. I'm so here for it.
This is endorsed by the top doctors.
I'm crying.
I advise nobody to go to this website because as you scroll down, it gives you the Bristol stool chart.
Oh, my God!
And it asks you to pick your type.
Oh, my God. They do. They have it.
If you can't fix your poop, you can fix your gut health. What is this? My God, we're dollar for holler.
Oh.
Like their logo, though, is money.
It's money.
So it's P-O-O, and then where the next P would be, It's a roll of toilet paper. I'm not sure how the woman from Sound of Music with a smile on her face on a swing set got into this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm learning that it doesn't matter your age. Everybody has to poop. Oh, an overwhelming demand. This offer is extremely limited. Yeah. Act now before your poop or you run out. Quick poll question. Would you like me to read more off this website or get back to talking about three guys from Nebraska entering the transfer portal? Steve asked a question before the break. I got a response, but first let's get Mike, who is holding. Sorry about that, Mike. That's a really crappy lead-in for you on this call, but go ahead.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
That's all right. Pooping's important. It's important.
Well, if you're not, then I've got a website for you.
I hear you. I don't know. A little pickle juice there will actually be okay. But anyway, I got to know, why are all these people crying for Smothers already? We don't know anything about Smothers. Nothing. I mean, other than some other colleges wanted him to come there. I mean, other than that, we don't know anything.
Fair.
I don't get it. He's never played a down.
But you know, Mike.
I've heard he's a one-trick pony. I heard he's a straight-line runner, and that's about it. So,
I've been told by people that were involved with him this fall that he can sling it a little bit. Now, he's in the developmental stage. But he's more than a one-trick pony. Mike, you know why he is. He's the shiny object. He's the backup quarterback. He is the hotshot kid who looks more like a quarterback than an athlete playing quarterback. And when your number one quarterback is on and off the struggle bus, you're always looking to the backup.
The backup's always the best position on the field. I understand on the team. I understand that. But to the bigger... The bigger, question or whatever is, I am why are there so many transfers? Why is everybody we have a lot. There's a problem. There's something ain't right. I mean, I don't think Farniok's a huge loss, not to me at all. I'm okay with that. Warner, he didn't play much, but he was a heck of a teammate and a heck of a, you know, kind of like a calm sense in the locker room. Mm-hmm. I think that one, you know, as far as playing goes, maybe not that big of a loss. But and then I don't blame McCaffrey, but I don't know what McCaffrey wanted. Either we don't know what McCaffrey wanted to do, or we didn't know Scott Frost didn't know how to use him like McCaffrey wanted. So I understand, you know, all of them. But my problem is, like I said, let's not bury Martinez. His passing percentage is pretty good, and I don't know. He's got a whole lot of wide receivers to work with.
So let me ask you this, Mike. And, I mean, of all the transfers, I could probably give you five that I went, whoa, that left the program. Again, not of them all are created equal. Some of them are, you're never going to mesh. They're not a fit. You're not a fit for them. So if I'm doing my scholarship distribution chart right, Nebraska now has 163 on their roster. Only 13 players are left that were here prior to Scott Frost's arrival. I think what, you know, Nebraska has led the country for the last couple of years in the amount of players going into the portal. If this is still a case next year and the following year, then we have a real discussion, because you have fleeced your program. I mean, you're established enough that you should be able to vet your recruits, figure things out. Guys that you didn't recruit that don't want to be here, that they don't fit, you've allowed to leave. I think this is where we're going in college football. But the other part, let me ask you this real quick about Adrian Martinez. Who is Adrian Martinez? Is Adrian Martinez the turnover-prone guy in the Rutgers game, or is Adrian Martinez the guy that made plays with his arm and his feet in the Rutgers game, or in the Purdue game, where running the ball on a scramble that ended up in the end zone, man, we've seen that before. We saw that back in 18. Right now, Mike, who is Adrian Martinez? What version of Adrian Martinez is Nebraska getting?
I'm hoping his freshman year with the turnovers. I don't think he'll ever get rid of his turnovers. It's been too long.
I agree, and I think if that's the case, then you figure out the rest of your team that you can overcome those 2.5 mistakes a game by your quarterback.
I agree, but I guess, Gary, my biggest fear right now is just nervous of why people are leaving. You know, I mean, but I'm not sitting here calling for some others. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is the cat's meow, but I don't know. Right. So it's always easy to call for the backup. Everybody was calling for McCaffrey, and he got us a win against Penn State, and then after that, he's not a quarterback. In college, isn't the time to start to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Mike. Thanks for the phone call. Here is. All right, everybody, stop with the poop. Here is KG.
Hey.
Hey. KG, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I just had to call in today because I couldn't get out, but that's all right. So.
All right.
That's a good thing. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Frost is changing up his offensive scheme?
No.
No? You don't think that's going to happen? Or
if he was going to change KG, what? I'll be fair here. I answer that way too quick. What do you think? You mean in terms of what he wants to do, how the offense runs, the tempo? What do you mean with change up his offensive scheme?
Yeah, like more like the Rutgers game where there's more run heavy, and you didn't have to rely on Martinez so much.
Well, I think that's that is a must for this year. Is that your quarterbacks have to run less, but then it turns mm-hmm. the onus on to you've got to develop running backs. But you also, it's not just saying, hey, we don't want our running backs, or we don't want our quarterbacks running the ball as much as they did. You can't just say that. You've got to call plays that give more you know, more room for the running backs, that you can get into a running game. I think, as we found out, KG, through 3 years, it's all about trust. Why did Dedrick Mills get the ball in abundance of carries against Rutgers? They trusted him, and he had success, so they kept feeding him. But you have to make a commitment to that. If you are going to say, we want to run the football, then you got to commit to it during the course of a game. Or during the course of a week, say, hey, I'm looking at the analytics here. I'm looking at stats. I'm looking at, my eyeballs are telling me Minnesota's success. We can run the football in Minnesota. Then run the football in Minnesota. Call plays that do that. Don't say it and then show up on Saturday and don't do it. I think if anything about the offensive scheme changes is less running back, less carries by the quarterback, more carries by the running back. But ideally, if you could find a true number one running back out of the collection of running backs they have right now, the Rutgers game plan, and granted, Rutgers was Rutgers, that terms of passing and running, I think, is ideal for Nebraska.
So how many carries do you think the quarterback should have, and how many carries do you think the running back should have on that?
So are you talking designated quarterback runs?
Yes.
Seven to ten a game.
Ten?
Seven to ten designated run calls for running backs. Now there may be three or four in there that turn into runs on scrambles, but I think 7 to 10 every game out of this offense should be designated runs for the quarterback. If you're in the range of 20, then there's something wrong.
Oh yes, very much so. But so the running backs, if you get a straight running back, first, who can carry like 20, 25 times a game?
That would be ideal, but you struggle to find that guy. And it's not just Frost. You've struggled to find it for a while where you could rely on a guy that is a 20 to 25 carry guy. Now, Mills probably was going to be that, but he got hurt early. But I'll give you about a 60 to 40% run the ball, 60%, throw the ball, 40%. I think Nebraska's effective doing that. But right now, KG, I don't see a running back one on this roster. I see a collection of running backs. So you're looking at 2.5 running backs that carry 10 to 15 times a game.
That'd be feasible. That'd be all right. So especially, you know, the Big Ten play gets a little tough and everything in it. So, yeah, that's feasible. As long as you have two good running backs, I can handle that.
Or whatever the game plan allows you to do.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be multiple, but you have to be good across the board. It all starts at quarterback in terms of running that offense. And, you know, if you find a running back that hits the holes where they're supposed to, the guys up front block, downfield blocking, guys get open. I mean, it all falls in line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. And, you know, I totally agree that A.J. Martinez will be the starting quarterback. I just feel he knows the system the best. And you can tell the difference when you came in between McCaffrey and him. There's a huge difference. So that's what I noticed in you.
All right, KG, now you can go back out and start shoveling. Right. Be good, my man. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Gary. I just wanted to answer a, you know, you had a caller back ask, you know, why is it, you know, all these kids keep leaving and transferring? And I'm just here to tell you, these kids that we recruit, like every recruit across the country, they're entitled spoiled brats. And I don't think, you know, 20 years ago when Nebraska had it rolling that we had the transfer portal, and if we did, it wasn't used. But the transfer portal has really been kind of used within the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, and it's just exploded. It's just not Nebraska that loses kids that transfer out. I mean, we might be the leaders in kids leaving, but I mean, kids leave programs all across the country. And like I said, we might very well be the leader in that. And that is a problem. But my bigger question would be, what are these kids being told when they're being recruited? You know, if they're being told that they're going to come here and this program is so downtrodden that, you know, within a year or two, they're going to be starting, and then all of a sudden they're not. When that plan doesn't follow through, is that why these guys are leaving right away and not sticking around until they're seniors and earning it? And like I said, they're entitled, and I think that's why a lot of these kids, they don't get their way, so they pick up their ball and they go someplace else and they try someplace else.
Don't you think, Mike, it starts before the conversation between the prospect and the school, that recruiting rankings – you know, give a sense of, okay, this is what I should be. And then, if you are that and you show up, you know, sometimes you are what your recruiting ranking is and you're able to play right away, but you have such a sense of what you should be and you show up in college and it's a whole different ballgame where the speed is quicker, you're balancing different things, and your head is spinning and you don't get on the field. I think we're in a situation now with college football is it's about, in a year and a half to 2 years, you know if you're a go or not. And that's kind of as a program, you've got a year and a half to 2 years to develop a player, but also be real with them where they stand in the program before a kid is thinking, if he's not on the field, is this place for me?
And I just think fans in Nebraska should stop with the whole, you know, oh, we need to be ranked so high in recruiting and stuff. I mean, like you said, Gary, there's recruiting services out there that put stars on kids, and these kids think that they should be this. And I know us as fans always think, oh, we're getting a 4 or 5 star guy, so he should be a, you know, an NFL draft pick. But we see it all the time in the NFL draft. There's guys that get drafted in the first and second round that had to go to community college right out of school, or didn't get any offers, like a Josh Allen from Buffalo. I mean, it happens all the time. So the fact that, you know, yes, recruiting is important, but I think it's more important that you find, you know, the guys that, you know, maybe you can develop into NFL draft picks versus people that you think 4 or 5 stars, they're just going to come into your program and they're going to be, you know, day one starters and an NFL draft pick down the road. I would say more times than not, that logic probably doesn't work itself out.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. All right. Well, Gary, stay right there. Man, Georgia should have gone to the front of the line. We don't get many Garys that call the show.
True. I thought he called me Gary. I was like, George. He's like, no, I'm Gary. I was like, got it.
All right, 12:26. Matt Lothrop from KTV will join us before the hour's over. Robin Washut and Tom Chattel as well. The version of Adrian Martinez that Nebraska needs, or they have. Because the Rutgers game was Adrian Martinez's career at Nebraska. If you get that Adrian Martinez for 12 football games in 2021, that good? Even with the mistakes.